Item 434, request of David Red Thunder to address council regarding Pembina proposed propane terminal.
Morning.
Morning, Commissioners. I am David Douglas Red Thunder, a resident of Hayden Island Manufactured Home Community, an advocate for preserving our shared urban natural wildlife habitat, particularly on West Hayden Island. Last month, I shared with you that this area is my Indian heritage sanctuary, where I find spiritual guidance for my life and my family. After 7 months of extensive validated evidence that the port's proposal to site Pembina's propane terminal at T6 poses a great risk, the PSC also received extensive lobbying from private enterprises, the port, and members of this council, despite the known risk from surely devastating earthquakes, terrorist attacks on this high-value target, and catastrophic wrecks from faulty railroad tank cars full of fossil fuels. The PSC caved to this political pressure, threw away the proven facts opposing this proposal, and unwisely recommended you override key environmental protections and to approve the siting of this propane facility. Physicists, engineers, seismologists, demographers, terrorist event analysts, environmental scientists, and railroad transportation experts all recognize the great threat this project poses to this region. So have my neighbors on Hayden Island, North Portland, Vancouver, and the tribe which I belong. Knowing these facts, we are scared to death of what will happen to us and our supporting environment and community, totally consumed within the blast zone. Instead, we look to the City Council not only to expose us to certain death and widespread devastation, but also to protect us from such totally unnecessary danger. But to justify the siting of this propane bomb in our neighborhood, the City Council will have to deny everything you ever claimed to be of high value to you in this community and the natural environment, along with physical, social, environmental, and economic health of this city and your commitment to preserving the livability of this planet. And for what? 3 dozen jobs, an unreliable revenue stream of fossil fuel money, the total naive belief this propane will be replacement for fuel emerging economies in Southeast Asia, when we know it will be used for almost exclusively in plastics manufacture of products sold back to us in the coming decades. Are we in our natural environment so worth so little to you? Please save me and my family from this certain death sentence by rejecting the Port's Pembina propane siting proposal. It's the wisest decision you'll ever make.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, 31 seconds. Last time we came down here, they had a 7-3 vote about putting the terminal on West Hayden Island. And Andre Baugh said, trust me. And Eric Engstrom compared the Pearl's pollution to Hayden Island's pollution. And you said something of that fact right away, Amanda, and I appreciate that. So when they come down here again with this, well, first it was 5-5 the vote, and they said, we'll take it off the table. And then they went back, and 2 hours later it was 6-4. So once again, they come down here to have you, because I believe that they're the DA and you guys are the judges, and the DAs are supposed to look up all this information before they bring it down. And they're just forcing it upon you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, so we're going to move back to proclamations for a moment because Commissioner Fritz has a revised version.
Well, I have a second proclamation.
Second proclamation. Okay, sorry, not a revised version. A new
I'd
one.
Like to invite Nina Fakaris, the president of the National Association of School Nurses, to come up.
Good morning.
This is a very valued section of the nursing community. Whereas children are the future, and by investing in them today, we are ensuring our world for tomorrow, and all students have a right to their health care safety. All students have a right to have their health needs safely met while in the school setting. And whereas children today face more complex and life-threatening health problems requiring care in school, and school nurses have served a critical role in improving public health and ensuring students' academic success for more than 100 years, and whereas school nurses are professional nurses that advance the well-being, academic success, and lifelong achievements of all students by serving on the front lines and providing a critical safety net for our nation's most fragile children, and whereas school nurses act as a liaison to the school community, parents, and healthcare providers on behalf of children's health by promoting wellness and improving health outcomes for our nation's children, and whereas school nurses support the health and educational success of children and youth by providing access to care when children's cognitive development is at its peak, and school nurses are members of a school-based mental health teams who understand the link between health and learning are in a position to make a positive difference for children every day. And whereas the Multnomah Education Service District, along with the National Association of School Nurses, celebrates and acknowledges the accomplishments of school nurses everywhere and their efforts of meeting the needs of today's students by improving the delivery of healthcare in our schools, and offers gratitude to the nation's school nurses who contribute to our local communities by helping students stay healthy in school and ready to learn, and keeping parents and guardians at work, not just on this National School Nurse Day, but at every opportunity throughout the year. Now, therefore, Charlie Hales, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, does hereby proclaim May 6, 2015, to be School Nurse Day in Portland, and we encourage all residents to observe this day.
Good morning.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mayor. On behalf of school nurses and nursing, it's nice that you're sandwiching health as a message in today's proceedings, and I really appreciate that. What I want to ask, though, is do you know where school nursing started? Back in 1902, in the city of New York, they were experiencing high rates of absenteeism from basically communicable diseases that were easily treated. So they tried an experiment. They hired a nurse, Lena Rogers, and put her in four schools in Lower Manhattan, where she taught hygiene, hand washing, food safety, and administered medications. Within 6 months, they had decreased absentee rates in her four schools by 90%. That basically is the same role and charge that school nurses have today. It's our job to keep kids in school, to help them be healthy and teach them how to live healthy lives. So what I'd like to share with you is just a minute some of the things that we do today. Now, I'm a school nurse across the West Hills from you, and in my district 27 years ago, we had no children with type 1 diabetes. Now we have over 120 that our 13 school nurses serve every day. It's a complicated disease, and we work closely with parents, physicians, coordinating carb counts, lunch menus, exercise, and daily insulin shots. Life-threatening food allergies and allergic reactions has increased dramatically. We train staff how to recognize symptoms of those types of emergencies and how to treat them effectively. You know, we also supervise our nurses and staff that care for our most medically fragile and complex students who have a right and deserve to be in school with their peers. So a recent Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Institute of Medication report mentioned and identified school nursing as the hidden healthcare system in America. And thanks to you today, we're not hidden. Thank you for this proclamation, for identifying and recognizing school nurses as an important part of our healthcare system and educational system. I have just recently been elected as president-elect of the National Association of School Nurses, and in that role, it's my honor and privilege to accept this proclamation, to not only share it with the nurses here in Portland, but the 200 school nurses that work in our schools across the state of Oregon and nationwide. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for what you do, and congratulations on your national leadership.
Thank you.
That's great.